Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. The last thing I thought I'd be doing years into medicine was doing a show on Mother's Day about mothers, because, boy, it just doesn't really strike you that mothers have a lot to do with health, the health of your patient. And yet that is the reality. Tomorrow we celebrate moms all over the United States, if not all over the world. What are we really celebrating? What does that have to do with health, your health? Well, that's the funny thing. If you really break down motherhood the way we're going to do in the next 60 minutes, you'll understand in a deeper way what you're celebrating. And one thing you're celebrating is this. Mom confers to you, gives to you, your basic essential health. There's so many little intricacies of motherhood, of birthing, of gestation, of how to do it right versus how to do it wrong, that determine whether or not Junior, by the time Junior's 2 years old, is basically set for a good 70-80% of their future. So I want to break it down. And of course, as I said when we opened the show today, it's not something I ever thought I'd be doing, but in search of solutions, in search of understanding why people come in to a doctor's office presenting with the illnesses they present, the symptoms they present, the concerns that they present, you always end up inevitably getting back to mommy. Fascinating to me. First of all, Henry Beeler. Now, there's a guy's name. Henry Beeler was a medical doctor back in the 1920s. He was a medical doctor, of course, that practiced when we weren't so pharmacologically oriented. You could say Henry Beeler, medical doctor, was a naturopath in a sense. He was a natural healer, even though he had his MD. Beeler wrote a great book, Food is Thy Best Medicine. Food is Thy Best Medicine. A $6 book, soft cover, up there with another book called Sugar Blues. These little $6 paperbacks are, in some senses, the Bibles of health and nutrition. Beeler's book talks about gestation, meaning the 9 months from the time the sperm meets the egg, as a detoxification for the mother. The first 3 months, what you call, ladies, morning sickness, is a detox. And if the liver is strong, if the liver, when you get pregnant, just at the point of conception, can handle what's about to happen, there's less detox because the liver moves the poisons out of the blood. But in the higher sense, what's happening during the first 3 months is the body's purifying itself so the fetus doesn't take the hit. Facts like this we're going to hit you with for the next 60 minutes. And I've got to understand that, because here's a fascinating hookup. When I look at an eye, when we do iridology down here at the office, and I look at an eye, I can see signs of toxicities passed from the mother to the child in gestation. And this is a big deal. Case in point, autism. What is autism? Well, we've got some link to metals. That we know. We know we didn't have it a couple of hundred years ago. But what it effectively represents is the overflow from what the mother can't handle into the child that the child 200 years ago wasn't exposed to. Now, whether that be metals or some combination of other poisons, autism is a classic example, and we're going to get so many today, of how the mom is inordinately conferring health to the baby. If at the time of conception, when sperm met egg, that mom's liver was primed, if it was ready. if she had lived a relatively clean life. If during gestation, during those 9 months, she's exposed to less chemical, there's less blowback to the child. Remember, across that placenta come certain poisons that even the placenta can't stop. So right there, gestation and those first 3 months of pregnancy are a filtering. So the first rule is, before that baby's born, if you can plan your child, right? Sometimes we can't. Things happen. Things happen that we didn't plan, that are blessings in disguise. And all of that, clearly, no argument. But here's the point. If you know within a couple of years you're going to want to have a kid, and you spend that year or two cleansing, that should be a, not a mandatory, but that should be a common perception of what to do. You prepare for your child. You spend 2 years before you have your child cleaning the body, priming the liver, opening the bile ducts. If you had been on the birth control pill and suffered all the little indiscretions of the pill in terms of what it does to the liver, its ability to methylate B vitamins, stasis of blood, the blood becomes hypercoagulable, the estrogen-progesterone cycles go off. If you think of your child, of conception, of when sperm meets egg, as preceded by a 2-year period in which the mother and the husband look into the woman's health to prepare it then for the big head, there is a concept. Connection to the autonomics. Does mom have a connection to her autonomic nervous system? Years ago, in certain cultures, when you married a woman, you took her home to your mom. Or you were matched, you were mated. Now, we kind of laugh. We don't laugh, but we kind of look at those as old practices, practices that don't work anymore. My generation, perhaps your generation, was way less respectful of the elder as far as who you would mate with, who you would have as your wife, who you would have as your husband. There was an autonomy that evolved over the last 30 or 40 years. But in the ideal of the culture in the past, you would court a woman. Have you ever seen those films of people courting, say in some of the countries of Europe, Spain, Italy, Greece? And the entire family is following the prospective husband and wife, that courtship process. During that courtship process, the elders are looking at the shape of the woman, because they need to know, does that woman have child-bearing hips? Child-bearing hips imply a birth that's going to go without a cesarean. Child-bearing hips imply a birth that's going to go without breech. Now, we've got solutions to these things today, but the cesareans are very costly. In the reality of birth, even today, the question is, can the vaginal canal handle the child? Does it know how to dilate at the time? And that's about your connection to the autonomic nervous system. If a female has lived over the years in constriction, in high stress, has found herself unable to relax, especially in the pelvis, chronic constipation, chronic urinary tract infections, chronic low back pain, inability to take a deep breath. This is why we invented Lamaze. Lamaze breath work for mother's birthing is a modern day solution. They don't say it this way, but really, they're suggesting that before a woman births, she shows or she evolves a connection to the autonomics, to the parasympathetic nervous system. If you've listened to this show, that's a term I can use. the parasympathetic nervous system, the ability to lie back and birth an 8, 9, 10-pound baby and dilate that cervix. You have to know how to take a deep breath to do that. If that baby's got a large head, and even if it doesn't, you've got to know how to kick back, open, push, and relax while you're doing it. Men should see pictures of birth. That's a revelation. Most men never see that. The significant other, the prospective mother, should really understand what she's getting involved in. Where are we going with this? Well, what are we celebrating tomorrow? We're celebrating motherhood. When you hand your mother that bouquet of roses, that bouquet of flowers, that card, when you go out to brunch, whatever you do to celebrate Mother's Day, this is what you're celebrating. The intricacies, the subtleties, the history, the nuances of producing you. And producing you is way more efficacious if the mom has a connection to the autonomic nervous system. So I want you to sit back, imagine a prospective mother. And moms, imagine your daughter's prospective births. And young ladies, imagine your prospective child. Well, here's the physical exam that you need to have. First, a 2-year detox. Because you've got to clean all the systems and prime them so that you confer less dirt, less toxicity to that child. That's also less morning sickness for you. Then we talk about connection to the autonomics. Enough said. Or what? You're going to have a cesarean. You're going to have a tear. You're going to need an episiotomy. All of these things have ramifications that are not healthy for you. They're not healthy for your next child. You may get away with one cesarean, but your next child will suffer because of issues with that cesarean. We're going to get into that later today. Some women know how to relax and dilate. Those are the women who don't tear. Those are the women who don't go cesarean. Are we employing the help of a midwife? Are we employing an OBG who automatically doesn't go cesarean? Are we taking time, and we must, and that's the point, to find an OBG that just doesn't cut as much, that understands that it's costly, that's okay about having you find a midwife to attach to the birth to help turn the child if necessary? A lot of doctors have gone so cesarean-oriented in the United States. Episiotomies are done routinely now. Those routine episiotomies are written up in the medical journals as costly. And we'll get into why later. I've got some great pictures in the literature section. If you can get to the literature section on straighttalk.cc, please do. I've got pictures there of the three diaphragms, and we're going to get into what the three diaphragms are about. So one, that 2-year detox. Two, connection to the autonomics. Another concept, search yourself. If you're 60, 70, 80 years old, if you're 20 years old, if you're a mom that hasn't had kids, if you're going to be a mom and you're planning another child, ask yourself deep down inside, get a sense of how deeply you celebrated that moment when the sperm met the egg. That's relevant. It's real relevant. In medicine, if you get into your patients, who they were, what they are, what their diseases are, what their symptoms are, invariably, it relates to the perceived sense of the joy that the parents brought to the birth of the child. When that baby pops out, is it met with...